California's economy is a humming machine. It is now the world's fifth largest economy, bigger even than the economy of the United Kingdom. Take that, England. Take that, Riverside and Redding. Actually, those communities would like to take more of California's economic growth. It is not evenly distributed, with the economic gains generally going to the megacities on the coast. So economic development people in California came up with the Regions Rise Together initiative to work toward more even, equitable, and sustainable economic development. Two people lead this. Kate Gordon, who is the senior advisor to the governor on climate and director of the governor's office on planning and research, and Larry Mendonca, who's the director of the governor's office of business and economic development, known as GoBiz. Larry Mendonca is our guest. Thanks for joining us today. Larry Mendonca, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, there we go. Okay, looks like we had the wrong fader up. You there? Okay, good. The Regions Rise Together program was announced in a newspaper column by you and Kate Gordon in the Riverside area in May. That's an interesting approach. Why there? Why then?
The Regions Rise effort, as you said, is an effort to try and change the mental map of California. Too often when people within the state and certainly outside the state think about California, they think about Hollywood or the Golden Gate Bridge and don't think about the vast bulk of the geography of California where the opportunity for economic development and opportunities to create good jobs is really substantial. And so we're trying to help have that conversation in different parts of the state. We, as you said, launched it in the Inland Empire earlier this spring. We were in Bakersfield last week. We'll be in Merced tomorrow, and we'll be in Redding on Monday.
To do what in Redding?
It's part of a series of sessions with the community to do some strategic planning and listening about what are the specific issues and opportunities and challenges facing that region. So we'll be having a broad conversation around what's the economic outlook, what's the opportunity for job creation, what are the challenges facing the region, and how might we help work together with the region to ensure its prosperity going forward and connecting it to the rest of the activity occurring in the state.
So, Larry, how uneven is economic growth in California? You mentioned the Golden Gate Bridge in Hollywood. Away from those kinds of places, I mean, what does the economic outlook look like for the rest of the state?
You know, at one level, California is in an economic expansion that has not been seen since the post-war period. We're in a job creation that has gone on for 114 straight months, and California has added more income to the pockets of its workers than the next two states, Texas and New York, combined. We have a place where the future is invented. 50% of the innovation venture capital in the entire country goes to California. Unfortunately, too much of that growth and investment is focused on the coast. 70% of the job creation during that time period was on the coast. And while there is, in many places where that investment is, where I live in the Bay Area, unemployment's under 3%, we still have opportunities for much more substantial economic growth in the center part of the state, in the northern part of the state, in the far eastern part of the state. And that's part of what we're trying to do with this effort, is to focus more attention on spreading that investment, spreading that job creation, spreading that opportunity creation to broader parts of the state. And there's a lot of enthusiasm for that. And this is in part about awareness. At this point in time, the Office of Business and Economic Development helps field requests from companies looking to open an office, to expand, to think about what else they could be doing in California. And the majority of those requests now are for people looking for locations that aren't on the coast. So we're encouraged by that. There's a lot more that can be done, though.
Was there an assumption, Larry, that at some point the big cities and the coastal areas would be saturated and or too expensive and businesses would voluntarily look for other places in the state to work?
And it's Lenny, by the way.
Sorry.
That's okay. And yes, part of this has to do with the product of the success of the job creation investment on the coast, that because we have so much investment coming in and so many jobs being created, that it's driving up the cost of housing because we're not producing housing as fast as we're creating jobs, and we have not invested in infrastructure to keep keep up with it, so traffic can be challenging, and it just makes it more expensive to do business. And so we are seeing companies, as they are thinking about expanding, looking to locations outside of that region, and as long as those are in California, we're excited about that. You know, some cases they will be expanding out of state or out of the country to get closer to customers and open a sales office or access new markets, and that's great too. But as they're thinking about after you start, what's your second office? We'd like people to be thinking about other parts of California to locate, and we are getting interest in that from just the natural course of how business economics work, as people make decisions on economic basis and they think about where they want to go based on where they can get the kind of talent that they need, where they can have access to goods movement if they're in the manufacturing world, and where they are close to customers. And California is a very attractive marketplace for a lot of businesses.
We're talking about the Regions Rise Together initiative in California, an effort to spread the economic gains of the state, which are considerable, across the state a bit more evenly, away from the coasts and the giganto cities of Los Angeles and San Francisco. Lenny Mendonca is with us. He co-directs the program from the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, GoBiz. Kate Gordon is his co-director. She's with the Governor's Office of Planning and Research and not on this phone call today. You can join us as we talk more to Lenny about the Regions Rise Together initiative at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. I have to assume, Lenny, that there are a number of economic development agencies already at work in the places that you're focusing on here. So how do you coordinate the work you're trying to do with Regions Rise Together with those, or include those, or how does this all come together?
No, there absolutely are, and we're explicitly partnering with the regional economic development entities. They're slightly different in different parts of the state, but the focus of this is to say it to not that the answer is we need more activity coming out of Sacramento in direction. What we really want to do is have more region-led economic development, where the state's role is to help support that and to get out of the way when we're in the way, to help encourage activity when there's some investment or activity that the state can do, and really to recognize that while California, as you said in the opening, is the fifth largest economy in the world, it's very different economies, with very different industry bases, very different objectives, very different opportunities going forward in different parts of the state. And you know, if you try and do that by one size fits all, you're going to be on average wrong for everyone. And so what we're trying to do is help encourage and support the kind of regional economic development that is occurring in different parts of the state, and understand that they are different, and therefore tailor what it is that we're trying to do to support the different kinds of activities.
So is the first phase of Regions Rise Together really about listening?
It 100% is. And so we have certainly some thoughts on higher level objectives around economic growth that is more inclusive, economic growth that recognizes that climate change is real and here now, and we need to develop our economic activity to reflect the fact that it is here and is a consequence that we're going to have to tailor our activity to deal with it, and that we want to do this in a way that is recognizing that we're in this moment in an economic cycle that is going pretty well, but that we have cycles in the economy as well. And so we're trying to help encourage economic development that is robust, that is inclusive, that is sustainable, and that is resilient. But we're doing that by starting in different parts of the state to connect with the leaders there and really listen to what it is that they're trying to do, and share ideas that we're hearing from different parts of the state, and then use that to help craft what it is that we want to be doing as a state economic development strategy, all leading up to a major event in November in Fresno, the California Economic Summit, where a lot of this will be coming together, and the governor will be talking about his thoughts based on what we've been hearing around the state's economic development approach.
Back to the topic of climate change you raised just here, I mean, just in general terms, even without the climate changing, you have some issues of livability, I would think, from place to place. I mean, so an August afternoon in Berkeley is more pleasant than the same afternoon in Stockton or Fresno. So, I mean, do you have some initial resistance to some companies thinking, you know, these are great places, but...
You know, I think, you know, it's interesting when you have that conversation and say, well, I'm thinking about Phoenix or I'm thinking about Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Phoenix is hotter in the summer than Bakersfield is. So it's really not weather that's driving that question. It's more about talent, what's the opportunity to connect with resources, with customers, accessibility by transit. It's all those kinds of questions, not really weather issues. And by the way, people have different preferences for weather. I live in the coast in Half Moon Bay, and it's foggy a lot of portion of the time when people ask, well, how can you stand being in the fog? Well, it's, you know, I liked it.
Right, that's true. Yeah, people do have different tastes in weather, no question. So beyond the immediate, you know, day-to-day livability concerns, the things that make a region more attractive over time are things like education, and I believe that's already been identified as one of the things you want to focus on with Regions Rise Together.
No question. And at the high level, most of the regions that we're having the conversations are really focused on three or four things. Number one is, where are the jobs going to come from? What's the industry outlook? What are we doing to ensure that we're an attractive place for high-quality companies to come and create and expand their job opportunities? So that's one. The second thing is very much associated with how do we invest and support our education system from pre-K through post-secondary and connecting to those careers and job opportunities. And how do we invest to ensure that they're aligned with those opportunities and that we have the kind of skills and talents that we need for the jobs of today, and particularly since so much of this is changing, that we're adapting to where the world is going with our post-secondary education system in particular. And third, there's an important element in most places around neighborhoods and the civic infrastructure to ensure that what we're doing is as broadly inclusive as possible and isn't just associated with where there happens to be current economic activity. And that includes the connections to our neighborhood groups, our social equity groups, community foundations, philanthropy, et cetera. And then in every place in the state, if you get to its core, there's something really distinctive and special about that place that is its story, its history, its basis of self-identity and its distinctiveness. There's an opportunity to build off of that. So what we don't want to be doing is saying, well, every place should be like Silicon Valley, heaven forbid. And what we really want to do is understand and support the distinctiveness of each part of the state. And in a state as big as the one we've got, they're very, very different distinctiveness. And that's exciting and encouraging.
Lenny Mendonca is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the director of the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development in California, GoBiz. He helps head the Regions Rise Together initiative, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org if you'd like to join us. So Lenny, how do you keep the regions rising together, though? How do you avoid Redding getting annoyed because a big employer or project went to Modesto or something?
You know, one of the important things of this effort is its name about rising together. It actually turns out that the success of connected parts of the state are interconnected. So there are, just as one example, there are 85,000 people growing to 100,000 here quickly who commute from the Central Valley to the Bay Area every day because of job opportunities. And so we want to help ensure that there are more more housing where people jobs are so that they can afford to live there, more jobs where people live so that they don't have to commute for 2 hours to those job employment opportunities, and that there's transit that connects them more effectively so that we're not having people sit in cars for 2 hours, but there's transit connecting them. So the connectivity in some places are clear like that, and in other places it's not quite as about commuting or the transit connectivity, but it is the connection to things like the Bakersfield is the Kern County is the largest producer of both agriculture and energy in California, and it feeds and provides energy for a large portion of the state, and we have to recognize that kind of connectivity. And then just to state the obvious, there are things like water, there are things like air that are inextricably interconnected given the nature of the state's geography.
You mentioned transit. Now, the announcement that you and Kate Gordon made in May in the paper in Riverside references the build-out of high-speed rail as an important component, which the governor announced in February he was going to scale back. What is happening there?
So one of my other roles is I'm chair of the California High-Speed Rail Authority, so this is something that I'm spending a lot of time on. What the governor said and what we're doing is we're approaching this as a practical building blocks approach so that the aspiration and the plans for what we will ultimately have in the state of California are no different. It's one that the voters approved, that the federal government has, in two big slots of money, granted resources to do it. It's really about trying to ensure that we're doing it within our means in sequence. So the first stage of that is building out in the center part of the state, where it's one of the few places where you can relatively efficiently and quickly demonstrate that you can run a high-speed rail that fast. And at the same time, we are doing the environmental work and getting the right-of-way and clearances to connect to both San Jose and the up through Caltrain up to San Francisco, and then down through to Union Station and farther south through from Bakersfield to Southern California. In addition, there are other providers, and we expect we'll have more of this in time, that Virgin Trains, for example, is just announced recently that they will be building a train from Las Vegas in through to California. And so we want to have this be an interconnected rail system that enables people to get to different parts of the state.
So the Regions Rise Together programs is sort of in formation at this point. You mentioned the economic summit in Fresno in November. Will there be announcements at that point about potential projects, employers, or concrete things?
Yes, it's part of. It won't be the end. It's a step in the process. So the governor will be there talking about what we've learned in announcements, and then we will be continuing the effort throughout all of 2020. We'll be visiting other parts of the state that we haven't gotten to yet, and we'll also be continuing to encourage the kind of regional economic development planning that I mentioned and supporting that with the kinds of investments in interconnectivity that the state does, whether that's in transit or in post-secondary education or investments in innovation, investments in specific opportunities. Like, I would be surprised if we're in Reading, we don't hear a lot about the opportunities and challenges dealing with our forests and what do we do about that. So yes, there'll be important announcements in Fresno in November, and then ongoing work throughout the next year, including next year's budget and legislative session.
Okay, so Regions Rise Together makes a visit to Reading for a session on Monday, October 7th, and then the big California Economic Summit in November in Fresno, featuring the governor and a lot of other people involved in economic development to talk further about Regions Rise Together, about spreading the wealth across California as it grows. Larry Mendonca co-directs the program with Kate Gordon. Larry is the director of Governor Lenny. Sorry, did I do that again? I'm so sorry.
Okay, I've been called worse.
He's the director of Governor Newsom's Office of Business and Economic Development, or GoBiz. Lenny, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.